We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How much faith do you have? Have you ever took an inventory of your faith? We all know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Do you want to please God? Do your actions communicate this? I ask these questions because I think that all of us who confess Christ are bound together by one Spirit, and that means we have to encourage one another to exercise our faith. We have to encourage one another to press on. It's important because we must work together to accomplish the mission of Christ. He says, "To go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He gave this mission to his disciples after his resurrection and after they went into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them. This is known as the Great Commission. The Bible shares these words with us. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Their doubt did not dissuade Jesus' confidence in the 11 disciples who were present. Jesus shares with them that all authority had been given to him in heaven and earth. This absolute sovereign authority or lordship over all was handed to Christ, and he was about to give it to his disciples, even though some of them doubted. Their doubt was in direct relationship to the glorious moment that occurred. How much faith do you have? If you have some faith, God can and will use you. But as he uses you, your faith should increase. It's on the basis of his authority that we are being sent out to make disciples. It's on the basis of his authority that you and I can call upon the name of Jesus and every knee bow. It's on the basis of his authority that you and I can walk by faith and not by sight. It's on the basis of his authority that no matter what the world throws at you or shoves in your face, you have the faith to get over it, to get around it, to get under it, to step aside of it, or go through it. No matter what, you have the faith to believe it can happen for you. According to faith, or according to your faith, let it be. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 31, Jesus encounters two blind men, crying and asking him to have mercy on them. The blind men did not allow anything to stop them from coming to Jesus, even though they could not see. They followed him right into the house because they did not allow anything, not even their physical condition, to stop them. Jesus entertained their question with a question of his own. "Do you believe I am able to do this?" he says. He was asking them if they had the faith. Their answer was, "Yes, Lord." Jesus, being satisfied with their response, touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." Matthew chapter 9, verse 30 states, "And their eyes were open." What opened their eyes? Yes, Jesus touched them, but they had to believe, they had to have faith that his touch would restore their sight. If they did not believe, his touch would not have restored their sight. They had to believe he was able to do this. They had to let it be. Will you let it be? Will you have faith that his touch will restore the courage you need to be a witness? Do you have enough faith to let it be? Look at what the two blind men did after their sight was restored, according to Matthew chapter 9, verse 31. "But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all the country," in all of the country, the Great Commission in action. Today, let's spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.